And we have one more pre-calendar item, and that is a proclamation. I think we have someone here from Deep. Debbie Castleton from Deep is here. There she is. Debbie, good morning. I'll read the proclamation and then give you a chance to reflect on this. Whereas the City of Portland is committed to equity, diversity, social justice, and mutual respect as a fundamental aspect of a healthy community, and whereas transgender Oregonians face serious barriers to meeting basic needs such as housing, employment, health care, and accurate documentation, and whereas transgender people live with a significant degree of caution and concern due to the lack of public understanding towards the community, and whereas in the past year, 238 transgender people have been reported to be murdered worldwide, and whereas for over a decade, more than one person a month has been murdered because of their actual or perceived gender identity or expression. These are just the cases that have been reported. And whereas Transgender Day of Remembrance honors not just those who self-identify as transgender, but anyone who is murdered because of a bias against transgender and gender nonconforming individuals. Now, therefore, I, Charlie Hales, Mayor of the City of Portland, the City of Roses, do hereby proclaim November 20th, 2013, to be Transgender Day of Remembrance in Portland and encourage all residents to observe this day. Debbie, thank you for being here this morning.
Thank you very much. I'm the chair of the Diverse and Empowered Employees of Portland, as well as the LGBTQ and Friends Affinity Group. And part of my job as a chair of that group is to speak on behalf of our fellow employees, which some of are transgendered. As you know, we are the second city in the United States, and I think still the only second city or the only other city other than San Francisco that covers health insurance for their city employees, for transgendered employees. And one of the reasons that's so important is also because of the suicide rate among transgendered individuals. I've heard actually that 60 to 70% of transgendered people attempt or commit suicide. The numbers that I see are 41% in the U.S., which is more than 25 times the rate of the general population, which is only 1.6, not only, but is 1.6%. 19% of transgendered people refuse medical care because of gender nonconforming status, and 2% are violently attacked in a doctor's office. Since January 2013, 22 worldwide were murdered. Half of them are under 18. So in that 41% of suicide rate, 18 to 44 ages, 45% is that rate. It's a very high rate, so there's a lot of depression. And I think having health care insurance like we have, it really improves the well-being, not just health-wise, but with their mental health as well and feeling welcomed. And I think our employees are grateful for that, even if it's not just to go out and get a sex change. It's just having that general health care, I mean, having a different identity marker than what your organs are, for instance. So I just want to thank you for having this proclamation and having this day of remembrance, which is an international day, but having it recognized here in Portland is really important. So thank you.
Thank you. So let's take a moment of silence, please, for those who have been killed or who have in desperation taken their own lives simply because of who they are. Thanks very much. And Debbie, thank you to you and all the members of DEEP for your advocacy.
Thank you.